Is that all set now?
I hope so. Let's see. Allison. This is an interview with Frederick A. Sweet in Sargentville, Maine. This is February the 13th, 1976. Could you begin perhaps by just sketching out a bit of your childhood and we can pick up from there?
Well, I spent most of my early childhood in this house. My father, who was a doctor, a 10th generation Rhode Islander, went out to Bisbee, Arizona, a Wild West copper mining town, as the chief surgeon under the aegis of the Phelps Dodge Company. My mother always came east at pregnancy, and she was in New York visiting relatives, and my father died very suddenly of cerebral hemorrhage. My mother was 7 months pregnant with me. Since I was to be a summer baby, she ended up by going to this house and bringing a cook and a nurse with her. And the local doctor came and said nothing was going to happen for quite a long time, and went off in his horse and buggy, and I was promptly delivered by the cook and the nurse. So when I say I was born in the wilds of Maine in the absence of a doctor, it is literally true. We lived here most of the year around till I was 10, and from then on we lived around Boston.
Mm-hmm. But here you lived with your mother and your
brothers? My mother I had an older brother.
An older brother.
And an aunt. Neither my brother nor I went to school till we were 12 years old and went off to St. George's School in Newport, Rhode Island. My aunt was very well educated, I would say, for a Victorian lady. Her Quaker father had sent her off at the age of 12 to a Sacred Heart convent for 2 years to learn French, so she spoke perfect French, which started me on my way. She went to Wheaton Seminary, which is now Wheaton College. She went to Vassar. She then taught in a private girls' school in New York for 12 years, so she was far better equipped to be a teacher than any local school teachers around here. So I may say we had a superb foundation.
You did. She did set you down and instruct you in things.
Well, she lived here virtually as our governess until we were 12 years old. And we were very well instructed, I assure you. Not only lessons, but also deportment. We'd have to walk around the house with 3 volumes of the Encyclopedia Britannica on our head to make sure that we stood up straight.
What did you particularly like then, do you think, of your studies?
When I was that young?
Mm-hmm. Did you have any inklings before you were 12 of particular interests?
No, I certainly had no inklings in the art world. I think we lived a rather life of fantasy around here, because we read a great deal and were read to. There was scarcely anyone to play with, excepting in the summer. So my brother and I lived in this house with an adoring mother and aunt and adoring maids and the only 2 male elements in the place. I'm sure we were probably outrageously spoiled. At the same time, there was a certain amount of strictness.
Did you expect the strictness and feel at sea when there wasn't?
I don't think I had anything to make comparisons with.
You were fairly isolated then here. There were people in the town, weren't there other children?
There were people in the town, but in those days, there were no retired people. I mean, mm-hmm. there were a lot of summer people. I mean, this has always mm-hmm. been a summer colony.